Now, we spotted a little story in the English newspapers today about a man who bought a house, well, maybe two houses, without realising that it was actually a pretty famous spot. And he's on the line now to tell us about it. Tim Collis is in Derbyshire. Hello, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So you inadvertently, that's our word for today, Tim, bought a piece of musical heritage. So when did you buy it?
That is a very good word indeed. Yeah, yes. In 2007. So we bought a house, which is a lovely house.
Yes.
And the building you're talking about came with it.
Okay. So tell us about it. It's was it an old train station or is it a train station?
So a bit of both. So it's an old the house is an old station master's house, which is our private house.
Right.
And the building we're talking about used to be a train station, and then was changed to a waiting room, and then went derelict.
Ah, so the line is out of use, is it?
No, the line is in use, but they used to have two sides to it. One to Manchester,
yes,
which is now closed in Beeching in 1968, and the other side still open. It's this little branch line to Matlock, Derby and back.
Aha, aha. So you were exploring your new property and the add-on, and what did mm-hmm. you discover?
So we discovered in the dining room, on the wall, a framed photograph of Oasis, some might say, second single, their first number one single.
Right. Some might say it was framed, and so yeah, yourself and your husband, Ryan, looked at each
other and went,
whoa, I recognise that.
Exactly that. And obviously what was strange was that nobody told us about this, as in the person who bought the house, even though he'd left the photograph there.
Yeah.
So he didn't realise the significance, even though he put the photograph there. And then the estate agent didn't say anything either, so it was quite a nice surprise.
Which is odd, like, you know, because people are desperately looking for things to make their property unique. You would
Absolutely.
Think they would have said, you know, blah, 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 as used
Completely.
For a photograph on Oasis single, some might say their first
exactly
number one.
Exactly that. Exactly yeah. that.
and of course, in the photograph, which is brilliant, like one of the lads is on the platform.
That's
and
right.
The other, I can't remember which, the other one, I think Liam is on the up on the bridge, the little footbridge over the tracks.
That's right.
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah. And so there's a gentleman carrying it looks like a wheelbarrow. It's actually a sink on wheels with fish hanging off of it. And I've just found out recently since doing this research, that is Brian Cannon's father, and Brian Cannon was the creative director who created the actual cover.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
And their brief from Noel Gallagher was to literally interpret the words
exactly.
of the song.
Exactly that, just literally interpret it.
Right. So there's Standing at the Station in Need of Education in the Rain.
Right. That's exactly correct. I think the idea was because there was no trains there, if you were standing at a station waiting for a train and it was disused, then you need education.
Ah, you see, right.
I think that's the thinking anyway. I'm not entirely sure. But
or Tim, it might
told.
Be that it just rhymes, you know?
almost certainly, absolutely.
Yeah. We're talking pop music here. Don't read too much into
that's it.
But
right.
And you said the wheelbarrow, which looks like a wheelbarrow, is actually a sink because the sink is full of fishes. She's got
that's
dirty
right.
dishes on the
that's
brain.
Right. Right. That's right. And in fact, so I've been since been told that Noel and Liam went up to a local hotel called the Matlock Bath Hotel, or one of their party did, knocked on the door and said, come and have some fish, please. And they gave them some.
Right.
Which I find quite remarkable.
and you've refurbished that and you did a really good job. And it's so good a job that Prince Charles, now King Charles, came to visit.
He did.
Right.
He did indeed. That's right. Yeah, 2011 that was. Yeah, absolutely. Because he's into conservation.
Mm.
And his people contacted me. I thought it was a joke at first. I thought it was my friends pulling my leg. And then obviously realised it was serious. And yeah, he came for a visit. I've met him personally, showed him around. Very nice man, very charming. He was really complimentary. He really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And how old is the building, Tim?
So the building itself was built in 1860.
Right. And you...
So pretty old.
Do you have it on Airbnb now? Is that it?
No, we just have two websites. One's called Unique Holiday Cottages.
Right.
One's called Railway Station Cottages. And then we've also got a Facebook page.
Right. You may have noticed that Oasis are back in the news, Tim.
They are. Absolutely. I have noticed, yes, absolutely.
And has this upped the interest in your...
Oh, massively.
Yeah.
So it's gone crazy. I mean, it's been building for a while in terms of the fact that people have just generally got more and more known that it's the Oasis building. But obviously, you know, since the announcement of the reunion and the tours, it's just gone stratospheric, and we're just getting calls and emails all the time now.
So are the Oasis fans, what do they do when they arrive? Obviously take their photograph outside, do they?
That's the main thing. They do the recreation of the photographs.
Oh, the recreation of the thing, yes.
Yeah, get a lot of that. And in fact, we had some a friend of mine got married and she used it for her bridal party.
Right.
And they did a really fantastic recreation with the bridesmaids in their photograph. It's on our Facebook page. It looks really good. Yeah, yeah.
I love it because I wouldn't have had the single. But now that I see it, I immediately recognise it. So I was in and out of music shops, obviously. So
absolutely.
It's there in the recesses of my brain.
Absolutely.
Have you, do the Gallagher brothers know you exist or?
I don't know, you know. So obviously, I don't know whether you've been noticing, but it went out yesterday in The Guardian.
Yes.
That's fairly national.
Yes.
I've been contacted by, I won't say which one, but by a commercial television channel to come and do a film.
Right. Anytime soon.
So yeah. I think it's going to get, you know, more and more national.
It is.
And I wouldn't surprise you if they had, I mean, it'd be nice to think they'd seen it, wouldn't it?
I think Noel might read The Guardian. I doubt that Liam does. I don't know now.
I'm not going to comment on that.
That's just my opinion, and I may be completely wrong on that, you know. But there's a great article on the BBC website.
I can't see in Big Telegraph readers, can you?
Sorry?
I can't see the Big Telegraph readers.
No. But there's a great one that you've probably seen this as well by Caroline Lowbridge, which is odd.
Right.
Lowbridge, see the bridge. Anyway, but she wrote an article.
I've met Caroline Lowbridge. Yes. She came here. In fact, this had all kicked off. So she came here about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Interviewed me, took some photographs. And that's where it'll sort of get more and more, you know, out in the open, in public, if you like.
But she has a lovely detailed article there. People can read it on the BBC website. As all the pictures, there's your friend with the wheelbarrow and her wedding dress. And it's all
That's
there
right.
you are, Tim. And there's the original cover art as well.
That's right.
Lovely talking to you.
And to you.
And how do people find you if some Oasis fans want to include that in their itinerary when they go on holidays?
We sort of live here. So if they're around, they can just come and knock on our door, or they can go on to Facebook page, contact me.
Right.
All my contact details are on the website.
Okay,
so I'm very
great.
Easy to get hold of. Yeah,
okay.
No problem.
Tim Collins, thank you very much.
There nice to talk to you.
Yeah, bye
Take
now.
Care.
Bye. That's a great little story. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.